Good evening, Gary Smith, Andrew Danlishan, and congratulations on a 4-1 victory at home over Stratford Town. We've had a frustrating break between games, but it does seem like it's actually benefited us and we looked a bit fresher, Andrew.
I think that we had a lot of games in a short period of time, obviously, and with a couple of the cup runs we've had, and you could see that was sort of the squad was getting stretched, if you like, in terms of fatigue and injuries and knocks. So it was a bit like a winter break, if you like, which I think has been really, really good for the lads in terms of freshening up, not only physically but mentally, letting some repair themselves, recover, get some treatment, get some much needed rest as well. And you can see that's given us a new energy, if you like, maybe them extra yards in the legs. And also what we've done at the same time is just got some bodies in the building just to ensure that we manage the 14 games or 13 games we've got left in a short period of time. So I think the combination of them two things have been really good, and we look fresh today.
Okay, Gary, debuts for Jerry McDonough and Joel Carter as well later on. McDonough definitely added something to the front line, and Carter scored a neat finish as well. So debuts don't really get much better than that, do they?
I was pleased for both of them. I wish Jerry had scored. You know, he had a couple of opportunities. He hasn't played for a while, but shown what he's capable of. He's a big, strong, powerful lad, and eventually he will hit the target, and when he does, it will be fantastic. I think the goals will start raining for him. And for Joel, I'm very happy for him as well, because we actually played him in a position where he's not normally playing, which is, you know, as a main striker, but the strike for his goal, another fantastic strike, and the both of them been doing that in training over the last week. You know, we've been doing some shooting stuff with them, and the way the two of them strike the ball is absolutely fantastic, and you saw that today with Carter's goal.
Andrew, Ahmed Obeng had a very influential performance today, resulting in his man of the match, an exquisite goal in Gascoigne-esque fashion, chip over the defender and the volley finish. And you know, but he was substituted. He didn't get to play the full 90 minutes, and a few fans were questioning, really, what was the logic behind that. And almost, it's such a shame for Ahmed when he plays so well and he's always bouncing back. So I wondered if you could just explain the thought process behind that, really.
Obviously we thought he did really, really well. We've got a lot of games up, so again it's about managing minutes. So for example, Ryan Beswick, who's been excellent this year, he's been a captain, he came off again, just again managing minutes. With Ahmed, what you've got to look at as well is the opposition and see what possibly when you're winning a game, what threats they've got. So we've took Ahmed on and brought sort of a big tall winger on, if you like, to give us a bit more height from set pieces. So sometimes it's just a tactical decision, and the other time is just to manage minutes of players and make sure that they stay as fresh as possible for this running, rather than getting tired. So it's just of a physical and tactical reason, really. But Ahmed was phenomenal. And I've got to mention as well that Ahmed went through spells in this year where he's not played for or started games for 6 or 7 games. But he's, I said it in the changing room today because he got one of the match, but his attitude in them times, he's encouraging wingers and telling them how well they've played, and that's his position. He's smiling still around the changing room when he wasn't playing. His attitude and desire in training was really good. Showed a hunger. He'd come on, he'd give his all for every game, and when called upon, he'll come on and give 110%. And I'm really happy for him as an individual that he's starting games, and today he's got man of the match because his application, or in terms of how to be a model professional footballer or semi-pro footballer, whatever you call it, he's got it in abundance, and his attitude's brilliant. So happy for him.
Gary, overall, has to be said, a very good performance ahead of a tough away game at Colville on Tuesday evening, and I think something like 5 games in 15 days. So very important, you've already alluded to this, but very important that we've managed to get some quality players in and just bolster the ranks.
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously we knew that this period would come, and we've looked at it all season and thought, well, we'll see how far we can get with what we've got, and then when the time's right, we'll go to the powers that be and ask for some more money to get a few players in. And fair play to them, they've backed us in what we wanted to do, and the players that we've brought in, I think, are quality players who will definitely go a long way towards helping us to try and achieve that goal. And you've seen that with Carter today with his goal, you've seen it with Jerry, you know, so and Ben Hart as well, I have to give him credit as well, but that was a fantastic performance from him today at right back, and hopefully we'll be able to keep him towards to the end of the season as well. So definitely, you know, we needed to bolster the squad, and as I said, I think it's with quality players. We've done that with quality players to add to the fantastic group that we already had anyway, and hopefully it will carry us right the way through.
And am I right in saying there's one more to come as well with Ken?
Ken wasn't able to be part of the setup today. Just a little bit of paperwork that needs to be finalised, and once that's done, he'll be fine for us, ready to go.
Bob and Steve as well, I've got to have a mention for them too, because obviously we're in a good position in the league, so when we go to them, they know that we want to strengthen to try and have a push. But their commitment to the club and their sort of dedication in backing that from a financial point of view, from a club purpose, is amazing. And without that, that we won't be in a position to go and strengthen. So they deserve a lot of credit in terms of from a club point of view and from an outward sort of perspective, that they are backing as management and the group as well. So I'm grateful for them and what they're doing for the club, and the fans should be aware of that as well, that the two fantastic guys backing Tamworth Football Club to the
Just going back to what I mentioned about Ahmed Obeng being substituted and how that was met by the attitude of the fans. It was very different when you took Ryan Bezic off, and I think fans generally appreciate that you're actually managing the captain to make sure you get the best out of him between now and the end of the season. And another goal again today. Yeah. How many can he actually end up on? That's 17 now.
Well, let's just hope he can get another 10 towards between now and the end of the season, which will carry us a long way, hopefully. I've said it before, I mean, he's, you know, captain fantastic, and his performances are unquestionable. You know, he gives everything, and he drives his players on. And you know, and he's finding the back of the net to go with it as well. So what more can I ask him to do apart from what he's doing? You know, you've mentioned Armin Obeng, and Andy has as well, and I thought he was fantastic today. Andy's told you we've took him off tactically and to manage him as well, because at the end of the day, we've got Ahmed, who's in fine form at the moment, and I didn't want to have any risks with him, you know, taking a knock, especially with Chris Lake still not being 100%. And we're using Tyrell sometimes down the middle as well. Rhys Holness is probably not in the best form at this present moment in time. So it's about protecting these players. And I've said it to Andy before, we've got a duty of care to them, and we have to look after them as best we see fit. They've got to allow us to manage them as well. No, sometimes it might not be to their liking. Like Ahmed asked me why, and I explained it to him, and as soon as I've explained it to him, he's fine and he's happy. So we've got to take all that into consideration with the amount of football matches we've got coming up.
You do know as well, Kev, that Ahmed and Bez are the same age, just to let the fans know that. So when we're taking Captain Fantastic off Bez to manage him, they're the same age, just to let you know that. I don't know if they're using the same creams, but they're the same age.
I'm not sure how Ryan would take this, but I would say Ahmed doesn't look the same age as...
No, he looks a bit older.
just to wrap up, guys, are there any fresh injury concerns?
No, latest took a whack to that same ankle, but he'll be fine. I toughened him up today, and I'll continue to toughen him up between now and the end of the season.
Wonderful, and as always, thank you for your time. We'll catch up with you again on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you.